recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. I'm going to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, Eddie.
Yeah, dude.
What's going on, man?
Thank you to LifeLock.
Thank you to LifeLock. Promo code Adam. TheraWorks with an X. Relief.com. And Digster FM. Digster.fm. All right. What's going on, Drew?
So I'm going to interview for Dr. Drew podcast eventually, Senator Barbara Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I fantasize about what jobs would be cool, I always thought federal senators, you know, in Washington.
What's her resume? She's been there forever,
right? Yeah, she's been there a long time. But I just think that I would never want to be president, but I think being a senator would be cool. It would be fun because you sort of – it's sort of the more distinguished, you know, limb of the – legislature, and you have to think about things, and the staffs are big and thoughtful, allegedly. I don't know. I just was thinking about that. What would you ask her if you were sitting down with her? I would ask her really about I would ask her about being part of the march of history, you know, and what that feels like to, but then to have been there so long, maybe it's sort of matter of fact for her.
She's representative in Congress from 83 to 93, senator from 93 to now.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. I hope she brought her umbrella because it's going to be raining softballs with Drew in here.
Well, I don't know any hardballs to ask her, frankly.
No, have to. She'll just start talking like Gavin Newsom started talking, and eventually she'll say one of her talking points that she's used to talking about, and then you'll skate right past it. I stopped on it, wanted to know what the fuck was going on, what she was talking about.
I'm very sorry. I just want to correct. She stepped down from being a senator last year. She did not seek re-election.
I don't know why I kept thinking that.
Kamala
Harris.
Better. She's horrible. I never thought I'd be wishing for Barbara Boxer to come back, but Kamala Harris is a fucking disaster. Just ask her a bunch of softball questions.
Okay.
All right, then don't ask her anything hard. And then when she talks about the homeless is a problem because of the cost of living in California, you just make sure and skate right past every rational thought you have and go right to nodding your head. Agreement.
The stuff I know something about.
You guys watch. Here comes the softballs.
All right.
Now, I'm going to have to break it down because she's going to say something stupid. She's going to say a bunch of stupid stuff.
Is that just all politicians?
No. I think there are people who'll give you answers. You're going to ask her? All right, here's what I'd like you to ask.
Okay.
On my behalf, so it can't be you.
Okay.
What's wrong with the school voucher system?
Okay.
And when she goes, it's not a good system, why don't you ask her how the current system is working?
Okay.
Why not school choice? Why not vouchers?
Okay.
Like to know about that. We can work on homeless. And what she'd like to do at the border specifically versus it's a problem we all suffer from.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Follow-up questions.
Okay.
That's what I want. All right. I'm curious what she thinks of Kamala Harris because Kamala Harris is a nut. But I don't know if she thinks she has to say good things about her or she probably hates her. All right. Let's find out. Paxson, 19, Carlsbad.
Adam, Dr. Drew,
Carolla.
Your favorite. What's going on?
Yes. Seattle-based firefighter comedian.
Yeah.
How goes it?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I've spent the last 23 days in the desert, so that's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I am working for my firefighter company, and we are building mobile housing units for oil riggers.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, it's good times.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask Adam, what do you think I can do to kind of continue to work on my stand-up while I'm down here working?
Down where?
Carlsbad. I live in Seattle.
I see.
There used to be a La Jolla Improv. I don't know how far La Jolla is from Carlsbad.
Probably 40 minutes, right? 30 minutes?
I'm trying to think of a closer comedy club. I don't know if there's still a La Jolla Improv.
I think it's a comedy store, no?
Oh, comedy store. Yeah, maybe it's a comedy store. I think I drove down there once, did like an open mic or something. Jesus Christ.
It appears that still is there and open.
Ooh, how far is La Jolla from Carlsbad, California? I might be able to work this out. All right, so.
Carlsbad, New Mexico, Adam.
Oh.
27.3
miles.
Wait,
he's in New Mexico.
Feel free to cut me off the third time I say Carlsbad.
He's in New Mexico.
Talk about La Jolla. All right.
Where is Carlsbad, New Mexico? I have no idea. Is it near?
It's middle of the desert. There's nothing around. I was wondering more mental exercises, or I have no idea because it's.
Well, how many guys are out there? Could you perform for the troops like Bob Hope?
There's four other guys with me.
It's 892.3 miles to La Jolla. Okay. So it's about 1,600 round trip. Gary says 13 hours, 27 minutes with no traffic. How many guys you working with?
Four others.
Four. All right. How long are you going to be there for?
Got another 2 weeks here.
I would encourage you to just write things down and sort of keep your mind open to things, because this is the kind of thing that could turn into a funny story, you know. But you'd want to capture it by writing it down. I've found – listen, Drew, how dare you? Mm. First off, if I tell you to write something down, write it the fuck down, would you? I don't know what everyone's major malfunction is with – not you, but – people in general.
Okay.
I was just like, people have a bizarre relationship with tasks and writing things down and whatever. My nephew's at the other shop, right?
He is?
Part-time.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out?
Seems to be pretty good, except for this thing that happened.
Okay.
He's 19, you know. But I said on a Friday afternoon about 3 o'clock. Well, I said two things. I said, listen, I'm meeting a kind of heavy hitter over here on Saturday. And I was meeting with director John Singleton. And I said, it's kind of a Hollywood bigwig. And I want this place to look good. So we walked out front of the shop on Friday. And I said, see this run of cactus in this flower bed? There's trash in here and papers and junk, you know. Let's clean it out. Pull the weeds, clean it out. And he said, all right. And I said, and the kitchen, put away the glasses and the cups and stuff, you know, spruce up the kitchen. Okay. Then I showed up. Oh, sorry. Then I had this conversation at the kitchen because I just got done dumping some two things of cream that had completely solidified. I said, every Friday, before you go home, you work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Every Friday, check the fridge and clean it out. If there's stuff that's expired, throw it out. Now, here are our choices. You could either do this and check it every Friday, and we can talk about it just this one time, or this could be an ongoing discussion / battle that we could take into months and years.
You said that to him?
Yes. I am now in the habit of telling that to everyone I tell something to, because it's usually then becomes an ongoing,
that's
hey,
weird.
I talked to you about, and they go, yeah, I didn't do it this time. And I go, yeah, I know. I'm now in the habit of like saying to people, I'm going to tell you this one time, or we're going to continue to talk about it forever.
Oh.
I'd like to just do it once. But that'll be up to you, because you'll have to check the fridge every Friday before you leave, and I'll be here on Saturdays. So I'll know if you didn't get around to it.
Okay, and?
I showed up on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shut up. I showed up on Saturday, and I do what I always do, because I'm very naive. I'm very naive in a way that no one quite understands. I parked in the parking lot. I started walking toward the front door down the sidewalk, and I noticed some like bags and paper and stuff in the bed that I told him to clean out. You know what I thought? Because I'm pure?
Must have been new.
So it must have been windy last night. It must have blown some trash in it. Because I told the boy to clean it out right before I left yesterday afternoon. And so then I walked a little further, and I saw some trash, some more trash, and I saw some weeds. And then I saw trash that looked like it had been there for a month. And I was like, oh, he didn't do this. And then I went and got the trash can on Saturday, and I picked through the cactus and cleaned the trash out myself and pulled the weeds, which took 10 minutes.
Why didn't he do it? I get confused at stuff like that.
Well, first off, don't be confused. This is the new world order.
But what was he doing?
Spaced out.
Is he work there, or is he just hanging out there?
No, he's working.
So what did he do?
Something else.
Like what? Does he have another job?
He did the kitchen.
Okay.
Well, he's doing stuff on a computer and stuff like that. He's not lead editor, but he's doing things.
Oh, my God.
It's the new world we live in, Drew.
Wow.
Oh, you're naive.
I must be beyond naive.
Why? Why is this perplexing to you?
It's perplexing.
I feel like this is the new way.
When you ask somebody to do something, one thing to go, hey, I may not have time to do that, or I'm not so sure you're asking me to do, or I would rather not do that today. Do you mind if I do it next week? Whatever, fine. But just ignore a specific request is...
Ignore/ just spaced out.
I cannot abide by spaced out.
Matt, are you surprised that Drew's surprised? I feel like this is kind of the world I live in.
Yeah, we deal with it a lot around here.
Okay. I then went in on Monday and I said, hey, I went here on Saturday and I cleaned that. I said, what's going on with the flower bed up front? And he said, I do love the in-between answers that I get in life.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I love the answers that I get in life. I love the answers.
What is it?
I'll tell you first about Digster. Soundtracking your world one playlist at a time. Digster has a playlist for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. Go to Digster.fm. It's like your high school boyfriend or girlfriend made you a mixtape. What's it like to have a girlfriend in high school, Drew? That must have been wonderful.
That was good.
Yeah. Wish I knew that feeling.
Too bad.
We both got a chance to create our own playlist. Well, let's not twist a knife. Check them out at Digster.fm/Adam and Digster.fm/Drew. Why not, man? I've got some Pretenders, some Jayhawks, Ben Folds, other great stuff on there. Drew's got range.
He's got big range.
Tchaikovsky in there and
Cardi
Talking
B.
Heads and Cardi B. Be sure to follow our playlists, and you can listen to them again and again. Playlists will be updated weekly. Digster. Digster.fm and listen to our playlist. So I went in Monday and I found my nephew and I said, hey, I told him to clean out that front bay there.
I'm going to tell my mom.
I said, no. I said, he's not a combative guy. I said, and then I cleaned it out on. No, I said, what's going on with that? And he said, yeah, I was kind of got into it a little bit this morning, but didn't finish it up. And I said, I cleaned it on Saturday, and no one's touched it. And he went, yeah, I just spaced out. By the way, I do – listen, everybody, when you answer me with your initial gibberish, why don't you just go, blah, 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 and then we'll stop, and I'll go – and then I'll ask my question again, and then you'll just go, I didn't do it. You understand? I have to go through the dance of the tards with everybody where I go, hey, what's up with it, whatever, and they go, blah, 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 and then I go, oh, wait, that doesn't explain what happened to this, and they go, I didn't do it. Let's save ourselves some time and just go, I didn't do it. He said, spaced out.
And I would have gone spaced out? What do you mean?
I would have said that if this was 10 years ago, now it's made abundantly clear to me that this is how life works.
I would have said, I would have worked on myself. I would have gone, did you hear me when I said I've got a guy coming Saturday? I need this cleaned up for Saturday? Or can I have made that more clear?
We walked outside walked up and down.
No, I get that you made it clear what you wanted done, but he's going to say you wasn't clear that it was supposed to be Friday. Like, what part of
there's not going to say
Singleton,
that. He said he forgot. It doesn't matter anymore,
he's 19.
Drew. That's the whole
point. Did he
smoke
too much pot or something? Did he actually forgot?
I don't know what everyone's thing is. Nothing, everything is a loose suggestion. Nothing is a mandate. There are no more orders. We live in a society that doesn't have orders.
Oh,
it has loose suggestions.
I want to do
may
a,
or may not happen.
I want to do. I've been trying to pitch a reality show where I train medical students the way they should be trained. Mm-hmm. There's deep resistance to it.
It's amazing. Oh yeah, I said, look, from this point on, you need to write things down. I don't know why this, when the boss walks you out front and tells you a heavy hitter's coming over and I want this straightened out at 2:30 in the afternoon, why you leave at the end of the day on Friday without doing it. But write
things down.
Was
the kitchen a total mess where it took hours to clean it?
No. The kitchen took 15 minutes. It's just he spaced. He said, I forgot. Now, I know it's confusing to you and I, but we're from a bygone era. In his world, I forgot just means I forgot. There is no – here's what I'm saying. Mm. There used to be a
– shame, I guess. Like shame's gone. You'd feel ashamed of yourself if your boss told
well,
you.
Well, we can't judge, and if you want to judge, then you're shaming is judging.
Yes, so there is
no more shaming. But yeah. I mean, Matt Fondelier, you've heard me have the same conversations about coffee mugs with people for 126 times.
We literally have coffee mugs with every single person's name and picture on it, and the conversation still comes up.
Right. So it's not. It's where we're at now, Drew. You understand? Not good if you want to be a medical student, I guess. I don't
you want to be properly trained.
I don't know.
Thing.
Look, here's me point. Anyone within the sound of my voice, if somebody says to you, you need to write things down, then please write things down. They're saying it for a reason.
Yeah.
Or just get in the habit of writing stuff down.
Well, and you're unrealistic if you can think you can remember three or more things. You remember two for sure. Three, maybe.
When I was 19,
I would think at 19.
If my boss said to me to do something, my plan was when that guy shows up tomorrow, he's going to be blown away by how amazing this looks.
Isn't that the usual?
It's not the usual.
I mean, isn't that sort of how you work in the workplace?
It's how you're supposed to work, but it's not how you're encouraged to work or how you're going to work.
Why is he working for you?
He's a good guy. He needs something to do.
He's in college?
Yeah, I was taking a couple classes at the junior community college. He's fine.
College?
He's going to learn something. He's a good kid. I'm just saying this is where we're at. It's not him. It's the times. You understand?
I do, but we got to.
Now, here's the good news. My son can be a total imbecile, and all he has to do is listen to what the boss says and rinse his coffee mug out and clean the flower bed out, and he'll go right to the top as a complete idiot.
Yeah.
By simply just actually doing what the boss says and writing stuff down. The stuff you and I used to just think was just part and parcel of the gig, it's now a separate added extra bonus. And that's how it works.
Here's bonus. TheraWorks Relief. If you're one of the millions of sufferers from muscle cramps in your legs, feet, particularly nocturnally, relief in sight with TheraWorks Relief. Topical foam clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps quickly. With daily use, TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before they start. Don't need a prescription. It's over the counter. It's a foam. It takes just minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly. It works. I've got patients, family members that are really impressed with this. And for some people, it is really, it's life-changing. It is for them because these things keep them up at night. They're terribly painful. They had to take medication for it. And my most significant enthusiasm is because you don't have to use pills. You get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorks Relief. That's W-O-R-X, TheraWorksRelief.com. Talk to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief. They are as enthused as I am because of the lack of need for medication and persistent, significant relief from muscle cramps for yourself.
You guys, Matt, Gary, would you like to be delighted by one of my many No One's the Boss Anymore stories?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
Tell me.
All right. So, on occasion, and not rare occasion, semi-frequently, people who work here are asked to do many things with the boss's car, oftentimes fill it up with gasoline. If I'm going to be in here.
Yeah.
I'm on an empty tank, okay. And I'm going to be here for 5 hours, throw some of the keys, sure. And go do that. There's sure. A lot of shuffling around of the man's car.
Yeah.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
The instructions, what are the instructions for the boss's keys?
They go on the front table where they always go, where you set them.
Right.
I think the phrase around here is, you're not that good, meaning don't put it in your pocket because you're going to forget it.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh.
How many times would you reckon that thought or weekly. Notion has been floated?
Weekly.
4,000 to 6,000 times.
You're not okay. That good?
Yeah, and Drew, part of... Well, you're not so good that you can put something in... I'm not so good.
Yeah.
You're not so good. No. You're the guy who put your keys in the fridge because you had flu.
My keys in here right now. So I don't forget.
Drew's keys are in a homeless woman's bag.
Look. Wait a minute. Can't find... The reason I did that is because my glasses are in there. I didn't want to forget those.
I like, you're not better than me, and you're not better than Drew, and Drew's not better than Drew, and Adam's not better than me, but Adam's better than Drew. Yeah. So, now, thank you. I do the exact same thing all the time. I had a little miniature key for a lock on, like, some property or something. I didn't put it in my pocket, like, today. I literally, like, held it in my hand until I walked out to my car, because if I threw it in my jeans, I'd be gone.
Yep.
You know, whatever.
Yep, I know that.
So, I say to everybody, when you walk through that door... First off, here's the training.
The training.
I like the idea that I have to discuss modalities to achieve this training. Super simple adolescent task of putting my keys on the table. But the car, from the car to the door, is about 7 paces.
Yeah.
For that period of time, you're going to have to hold the keys in your hand for the 11 feet. And then when you open the door, you may set it down on the table that greets you.
Yes.
Don't put it in your pocket for that very short trip.
No.
Because when you walk through the door, you may become distracted.
It's not coming out.
Something shiny may catch your eye.
No, no.
And you may walk to another part of the
shop. It's uncanny how probable that is. It's weird, in fact.
Right. Never put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
You're not that
good. I don't
think
people know that, how distractible they are and stuff. Maybe that's it. They think they're that good, you know?
I guess.
Because I've noticed. I've just
noticed. No, they do think they're capable, and they're not capable.
Yeah. It's because we do radio and stuff where we have to think of lots of things, and if we forget it, it's a problem, and we're doing multiple sequences of things. And I'm amazed how many times I just forget to do stuff. I don't write it down.
I will never do things like when I walk out to my car, I won't put my mug on the roof of the car
and that's
because I'll drive. I won't drive off with it, but I don't want to have the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For that to happen, I'll keep it in my hand. I'll wait till the car's open. I'll set on the dashboard.
Now, do you think that's just? Do you think that's because we've had enough experience? You know that we've learned that about ourselves, or is it because we're getting older and we can't rely on our brain the way we used to?
No, I've had enough experience with losing things and screwing up and whatever to not want to ever have that. I'm going to spend a second looking for my keys.
Yeah.
So I have a policy. So, MVP Gabe moved my car. Filled it up, did some stuff with it. I think it was like a couple of Fridays ago. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. And I looked around the table, no keys. Mm. But then there's another table that's very tempting, that's small, that it always seems to have a few sets of keys scattered on it.
Is that the little one by the right by the door?
Not my keys, but I can accept somebody putting my keys down on that table.
Yeah.
So then I then look at the keys on that table. No keys on that table. But then I look at the car, and I see that the rear view mirrors are up, out, and open in the Dumbo ear position, which means the car's not locked.
Huh.
So then I think, oh, good. You left them in the cup holder. Another acceptable – it's not exactly what I'm looking for, But sometimes putting keys on a big table right next to a door can be a bridge too far.
It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Well,
so
he's it's a little insurance. He stuck it in there when he got in the car as an insurance against himself.
Could be. Insurance. I will accept. It's the bronze of key placement. The gold goes to that elite, rarefied athlete who's able to negotiate the 9 feet of parking lot before he trips over the table where the keys are supposed to go. That's gold.
Yeah.
That's rarefied air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gets you on the cover of a fucking Wheaties box.
Yeah.
Then the silver. That's the one where the table's just a little out of range. You know,
you can't trust yourself to make those three steps. It's a full four feet away
from the round table where everyone else keeps their things. But you've made it indoors with the keys successfully. It's time. You got to get the oxygen.
Yeah.
It's time to rehydrate. Just stretch it out. Drop them on that table.
Yeah, I understand that.
Inside the car in the cup holder, it's kind of the bronze of key placement. But at least the man, meaning me, I'm walking out to my car. And I'm just going to get my car and drive away. I have spent a little time looking around, but I haven't spent the afternoon.
Now, the problem with the mirrors being sprung like that is now you're going to the car.
I did go to the car, and now I'm looking around the car. Ashtray, cup holder.
Now we're getting into violations.
I've now wasted some of my time looking for my keys. Yes. Now I can't find the keys in the car, but I get in the car and try to start it anyway, figuring the car will know if the keys are somewhere nearby. Car does not fire up.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think, I must head back into my place of work. And I walk to the back coffee table to see where they got thrown down in the lounge. I'm not exactly sure even who has moved my car or who was tasked with filling it up. But at a certain point, I think it's probably Gabe, but I'm looking around. And at some point, I think to myself, and Drew, you're going to like this part.
Can't wait.
I'm not going to let this be a complete time suck. I'm going to reclaim my life.
Okay.
You know how I do that?
I have no idea.
I swing by the fridge.
Okay.
And I think to myself, I'm not on my diet. I'm not traveling. I'm going to bring home a couple of cold beers and enjoy it in the pool this weekend.
Okay.
So I open the fridge. It's a little communal. We get beers shipped in. They get beers that ship out. And I open up there, and there's two good-looking IPAs sitting right there. And I go, all right, I've given away enough free beer around here. I'm taking some home now. So I take the two cans and my hand, and I start walking for the car again. Now, I'm not sure where the keys are at this point, but as I get to the door, I hear a voice. Where are you going with those beers? I said, who's this? It's Gabe. Hey, those are my beers. I said, oh, I didn't know they were your beers. So we have a lot of stuff around here. It's just sort of everyone's. And I haven't had a beer in about a month. So I'm like, I'm behind
on
my poaching.
Could you have said that
to
your boss when you were in there? I couldn't.
I get it. And he said, I bought those special for something. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, you can have one and I'll take the other. And I said, all right, that sounds good. By the way, do you have my keys? And he said, and he reached into his pocket and went, here they are. Now, here's my whole point. The boss looking around for keys didn't trigger anything with Gabe, but walking out with his bruise did trigger a reaction, which is, I got to stop this. Having the boss's keys, no reaction. Taking one of my IPAs, big reaction.
Note taken.
Note taken. All right, I got the wiring down. Now, I like Gabe, but you can't convince me. See, that's just the wiring.
Yeah.
One thing had nothing to do with you, or at least immediately. The other was your beers were being pilfered.
Motivational.
Time to get up.
Motivational states. It's all about what motivates.
Now, when you ask people, we live in a world where you tell everyone, hey, just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And I say, that's not how people are wired. Do you think this is what I'm talking about? I'm not saying Gabe's a bad person. We're all wired to look out for our beer and not look out for the other guy's keys.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think there'd be exceptions made when it was the boss's keys.
No.
Not anymore, Drew. Mm. So no longer be perplexed or confused. And since we're all the boss, Are we all the boss, or is none of us the boss? Either way, there is no boss. I'd like to think that because of our upbringing, we all were trained that we're all the boss.
That's the egalitarian way, right? No boss.
Or are we all bosses?
And which is worse?
Well, you're not the boss of me.
That goes.
But am I the boss of me?
I think no boss is better than all bosses.
Oh, no boss is better than all bosses, but we're all bosses.
I'm afraid so.
Thus, no boss. Thus, LifeLock. Summertime tips reduce your risk of getting hacked while traveling. Change passwords before you leave again. And when you return, leave non... So you do it when you leave and when you come back. You leave non-essential devices at home. And don't trust the public Wi-Fi. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton. Norton Security. For added protection, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info on sale on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't. You'll have LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
All right. You can go to go to AdamCarolla.com and see the new page. Lots of cool swag there and towels and phone cases and pictures with my dog on it. So check that out. And chassis, chassy.com. What do you got, Drew?
First, I'll remind everyone to go to check out Mike Make Spidey Famous again on Podcast One at podcast1.com and Apple Products. Don't miss the most recent guest, Sean Booth from The Bachelorette. Also, don't forget to rate and review. I'd like everybody to go over to DrDrew.com and check out the family of pods there. Appreciate it. And also sign up for the contact list.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.